You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast with host Fifi Peters.
A platinum miner, Impala Platinum, today published a circular to its shareholders, actually to shareholders, not only its own, but nonetheless. And it's regarding the mandatory offer it is making for the shares of Royal Bafokeng that it doesn't already own. The company, you will remember, was the first to make its play for RB Plats before Northam Platinum entered the race, resulting in some form of bidding war between the two entities. We have Johan Theron, the Group Executive of Corporate Relations at Impala Platinum, joining the market update. Johan, get much rest over the festival of holidays. It doesn't seem so, because it seems like a lot of work was still being done behind the scenes to get this deal across the finish line. Welcome.
Good evening. How are you?
Just in terms of what has been done at management level, just regarding this deal, give us an update on what you have been working on.
Yes, Pippi. So obviously we've announced our intention to purchase shares in RB Plats, and we had wonderful support from institutional shareholders even before our offer opened. So to open the offer, there's a whole bunch of work that we had to conclude in order to post a circular with the regulators. And the announcement was, and indeed it happened today. So that announcement, as you alluded, came out today. So putting all of that together and, you know, ticking all the boxes and getting all the approvals for the offer to go open today is indeed something that kept us quite busy over the festive period.
Yeah, to the point I was trying to make, it doesn't seem like you got quite a lot of rest over the festive period. But nonetheless, just talk to us about the main elements in the circular to the or the circular issued to shareholders today.
Yeah, I think the important thing is that we opened the offer already establishing a 35% shareholding. So that was pre the opening of this offer. We've had wonderful support from some large institutional shareholders who've elected to, even before the offer was open on a bilateral basis, to sell into our offer for exactly the same terms as which the offer was announced at, being 90 Rand in cash and 0.3 of an Impala share. So, in fact, today when the share or the offer opened, we were already at a stage where it became compulsory for the offer to be mandatory to all of the shareholders. And obviously now everybody will have the opportunity, if they wish, to, you know, obviously transact into this offer from us.
Mm. Your current stake is sitting at just over 35%. What is your wish in terms of the response that you're hoping to get from the market?
Well, the listeners would know that Northam Platinum secured a strategic stake of also around 35% at the end of last year. So us being at 35 and Northam being at 35 at the present point, and us being the only one with an open offer at this stage, it is our anticipation that it's a compelling value proposition and that we would find further support, and it's certainly our intention to grow our shareholding to a controlling position. So ultimately, we'd love to get to a position of at least 50%, whereby we would be allowed then to consolidate the financials and the production statistics of RB Plats into our group.
And how confident are you that you'll get that 50%?
Well, we are confident. Obviously, you know, there's always risk in these kind of things. You know, the obvious risk is that Northam might come to the market with a follow-on offer. You know, so we don't discount anything at this stage. But we believe that we've done our homework and that what we have is a compelling offer. And it obviously makes a lot of sense, given all of the synergies on our side of the fence. And given the support that we've received pre-bid, there's no reason why that shouldn't be sustained. So we remain very confident that we'll get to the 50% level.
Because, I mean, that was my next question, just given the fact that Northam has been rather quiet. I mean, the silence has been quite deafening, and just the risk of some shareholders holding out for that higher price that Northam may or may not offer. I mean, in that scenario, what's the next move from you?
Yeah, I think, you know, we've been clear to the market that we have no intention to enter into a bidding war. We've got very clear thoughts in terms of value proposition and how value stacks for everybody. So we've already achieved the 35% level, which we thought would be strategically significant. So, we're happy to see how this plays out. But, you know, given where we are and what we achieved, we're very satisfied with our current position, but look forward to obviously growing it further.
And just a last question on Northam at this stage. Have there been any discussions between yourselves and them over this festive period or perhaps early on in the new year?
We obviously peers in a very small industry, so there are ongoing engagements with all of our peer companies across the whole front of pertinent matters, Fifi. With respect to this transaction, how it pans out and how we work together in the future, we haven't had the opportunity to sit around the table as joint shareholders in this company yet, but I'm sure that will follow quite soon.
All right. Just a last question. I mean, it is still the start of the year, and perhaps it's based on this transaction or even factors outside of it. As a company, what are you looking forward to the most in 2022?
Yeah, so obviously the whole world, the PGM industry has been through turbulent waters, with COVID, electricity, and all of those impacts. I think the most significant thing that we deal with in our sector is the threat of electrification and battery cars in the medium term. That's a clear worry and something that we're doing a lot of work on. But equally, we have the prospect of an emerging hydrogen economy and the role that platinum, for instance, can play in that. And we're doing a lot of work to bring that forward, so to speak, so that, we can mitigate, some of those potential risks. So we are hopeful that we are past the worst of COVID, that the car manufacturers, are able overseas to get manufacturing going again, and that we see sort of car sales globally return to a more normalized level in this year, which would be good for all of the metals that we produce. Long may that continue.
All right. Johan, we'll leave it there. Wait. How long do shareholders have to take up this offer again?
Yeah, so the offer is open now until the 17th of June. We can execute. It's the only offer on the table right now. People talk about a bidding war, but it's hard to imagine a war when there's only one offer on the table. So it is open, and it's open for the next a couple of months until the 17th of June. And the only precedent out there is that we are also working on a competition commission process. So to take control, which is effectively about 40%, we would have to get that permission, which we anticipate will happen, but obviously we require time to go through that process.
All right. Okay. No, thanks for that intel. We'll leave it there. Until further notice, of course. Johan Theron, the Group Executive of Corporate Relations at Impala Platinum.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.